Why strength is in the resistance. Hello and welcome to Y5, the podcast on purpose that is purposely 5 minutes or less. I'm Tom Harrison, founder and creator of Walk Your Why. Let's dive in to today's Y5. Why strength is in the resistance. Now, you may have noticed that the way I said that was more of a statement than a question. Because I'm not going to talk about the reason that strength is in the resistance, so much as I'm going to talk about what I'm calling why strength, or the strength of purpose, right? So another way of saying the strength of your purpose would be to simply say my why strength, okay? So why strength is in the resistance. Now let's look at the common example of strength in the resistance. You're at the gym, you're lifting weights, you know that if you don't have sufficient resistance to those weights, if your muscles do not have sufficient resistance in pushing or pulling those weights, you will not build muscle. You will not gain strength. Very simple. Now we can look at that same example and say that if you didn't have enough purpose in going to the gym and lifting those weights in the first place, in other words, if you didn't have a good enough why for building the muscle, for lifting the weights, if you just didn't have a sufficient reason in your own mind to be doing that, then what is the likelihood you would be lifting those weights in the first place? What is the likelihood you would be doing that exercise? Right? You would not be taking on that resistance of the weights if you really didn't care about building muscle, or if it wasn't a priority, right? What's the likelihood of even getting to the gym? Might you not just resist going to the gym in the first place? And not just resist it, but not do it? If you don't have a sufficient why, sufficient purpose, sufficient reason for building that muscle. And that takes me to how this idea of your why strength applies in other areas of resistance, and how it can be a benefit rather than keeping you from doing that thing you really want to do, whether it's build muscle, or what I'm going to talk about is building commitments. And like we just talked about, you have to build a commitment from a solid why. In other words, you have to have a sufficient purpose to make the commitment to go to the gym, to lift the weights, so that the resistance is there in the weights to build the muscle. But there was already resistance for many of us in getting to the gym in the first place. We had to have a sufficient why. Now, we all know this is easier for some than others. Obviously, if you've been doing it every day for years, it's going to be way easier to get to the gym and lift those weights. If you've been saying you're going to do it every day for the last who knows how many years, and you haven't quite gotten there the way you wanted to, maybe occasionally, once in a while, or in spurts, then the resistance before even getting there is holding you back, right? So I want you to really take some time to think about what is the strength of why that you need to make the commitments and keep them, regardless of the resistance, for you. That's our five for today. I hope it gets you thinking about your why and the strength of your why and the resistance. Happy trails.